Just over half of Holman voters passed a referendum in 2008 to add fluoride to the village's water. Supporters say it helps prevent tooth decay, but critics say fluoridation is forced medicine. Holman resident Tony Horvath has been vocal about his opposition. He says he feels like the issue is being forced on his family.
Each individual should be able to decide for themselves and monitor. And when it's put into a community's water supply, that ability is taken away.
Horvath has bought a reverse osmosis filter to remove the fluoride from his water. He says he'd like it if people who wanted the additional fluoride bought it themselves. Small traces of fluoride are naturally found in Holman's groundwater source, and more fluoride will be added. Holman Public Works Director Robert Haynes says they're adding the Wisconsin Division of Public Health's recommended minimum concentration.
There's also proposals floating around out there at the Environmental Protection Agency, I believe, proposals to reduce the recommended dosage. And because we know those proposals are floating around out there and they're actually kind of expected to pass, we're going to start putting fluoride in at the lowest recommended dose, which is one part per million.
Haynes says if the EPA lowers the minimum fluoride recommendation, they would lower Holman's levels over time. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.